As the Lord may be pleased to help me, I'll direct your attention again to the first book of Samuel and the second chapter and reading the last part of verse 30. For them that honour me, I will honour, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. For them that honour me, I will honour, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. This is a statute that shall stand forever. It is that which belongs unto the Lord's people. It is a word of guidance and direction to them. And therefore, he bids us put our soul a trust in him. In verse 9 we read, he will keep the fate of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. This surely is a word of guidance and direction to us. It is he that keeps the fate of his saints. Them that honour me, I will honour. Hast thou considered thy steps and thy way of late? Does it seem to thee that everything is militating against you? You have no power, have no control over the way in which you have to walk. My friends, surely the Lord's hand is here. The Lord is dealing with thee. Is not the Lord speaking unto thee? Them that honour me, I will honour. The Lord said many times unto his disciples, follow thou me. And that was not counted as something that was irksome. It was not looked upon as something, a mark against them. No, but follow thou me. A union sweet, and a blessed invitation, an encouragement to walk closer and nearer to the Lord. Them that honour me, disregarding then the advantages in this life, forced by the force of circumstances to give up so many things, but never, never to give up him. And our mercy is that he will never, never give up you. Them that honour me, I will honour. Jesus Christ is the very door. He is the door of hope. He is the door of mercy. Those that need hope in God, and those who seek for mercy, surely they are sinners. They feel and know their own guilt and their own shame. They have no hope other than in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that he is honoured, for he surely has a love to his people, and no greater honour does he find among his people than for them to own him, yea, for him to bless them, for them to be submissive to his mind and will. In that beautiful chapter that we read this afternoon in Mark, oh, we read of what the Lord's dealings with his people, and that the encouragement that we should let our lights so shine before men. I say, are we ashamed of Jesus? Or are we like a candle, been lit, yet put under a bushel or under a bed, in a place where no light can be given from it? No. Them that honour me, they may be very ashamed people, very ashamed of themselves, but they are not ashamed of him. Yes, we indeed have so much to be ashamed of, and we understand in measure, if not entirely, what the Apostle Paul said of himself: O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? A hopeless picture when we look in that direction, but when indeed we are brought to honour him, yes, that is, to believe what he has said, to hearken to what he speaks to us, then indeed there is an honour to be a humble a follower of the Lamb. You know, the Lord, he often speaks of his people as sheep. Them that honour me, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. What a favour divine to be found amongst the sheep of God. I say the flock of God. Why, they are purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and they know no other voice than his, and from a stranger will they flee. I say, has there been a fleeing in your experience from all manner of former things, but now under the influence of his grace, the power of his voice, it enters into your ears, but more than that, it penetrates your heart. Nothing acts contrary to its nature. I've often said that. So, my friends, when the voice of Jesus enters into our heart, it lifts us up, that love and desire. Lord, let me still follow thee. Lord, continue to speak to me, that I may be caused to walk in the right way and the right direction. Many souls believe they are in the right road, but they do not believe in the vital necessity of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. They believe in a compromise. They believe that you can have a little of free grace and a little of free will. Jesus has said, I will not give my glory unto another. Friends, he knows too well we have no ability of our own to make any contribution to our salvation. But indeed, that he is able to pay and to give all that's needful for such sinners as we to bring. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. them that honour me, I will honour. Friend, he won't put them to shame in their coming. He gives the will, and he gives the strength to come. And can you say, thus far, my God has brought me on, thus far I have come. And are you anticipating that he'll say, thus far, but no further? No, them that honour me, I will honour. He receives everyone graciously. That is our mercy. Because the beginning is the work of grace, a work that belongs to him. You would never have come at all but for his irresistible grace. So them that honour me, I will honour. Friend, he begins the work, and he will be the finisher of it too. He will not allow you to loiter in the way. He will not allow you to say, well, someday maybe. He will not allow you to say, well, I will think about it. He keeps your mind, your heart alive with it. He comes with those piercing, searching questions. Simon Bar-Jonas, lovest thou me? Friend, them that honour me, I will honour. Why? The honour is that he supplies the needs of all his people. That was so not only in New Testament times, but Old Testament times also. Why, just look at Moses, how the Lord did honour him. For the time came when he chose rather to suffer with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. There he was established in the courts of Pharaoh, and he could have everything this world can offer, all the pleasures and delights of it. But friend, he wasn't happy with it. No, he wasn't contented with it. Would we be happy with it? We may have wished for it. We may have said, oh, if I was only like them. Thank God that you're not. I say, as I said this morning, what can a man give in exchange for his own soul? Would indeed then you exchange your soul for the treasures and enjoyments of Egypt? Friends, like Moses, you know, if we are his, we cannot do that. Are you not brought sometimes to say, give me neither poverty nor riches, but feed me with food convenient for me? I was speaking to one this week, and he said he knew what it was to often be in want, and now he has as much as he needs and has no worries like that. But oh, the other worries, the other sorrows, the other griefs, they just bear him down. Ah, my friends, them that honour me, I will honour. He says to such souls, as I've been speaking of, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. Them that honour me, I will honour. Friend, has he become your teacher? Teaching you in dreadful things in righteousness. Teaching us this, that there's only one that we can really rely upon. There's only one that understands our case. Though walking in the deepest shades of night, Lo, there is one can see my way. Why, yes, them that honour me, I will honour. Oh, call to walk in through such dark and lonely places. Yet I say, for the Lord to be with us in it. Them that honour me, I will honour. What wonderful trophies of the power of his grace were those four Hebrew children. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In their own place and time, they honoured the Lord. And also Mordecai. My friends, he also, he withstood the enemy, not indeed by force, but by their walk and their conduct. They didn't say, like he said today, when you're in Rome, you do as Rome does. No, they were in Babylon. My friend, they were in Shushan. But you see, they said, we cannot do this. We're not careful to answer thee in this matter, O King, but we will not fall down before this idol. No, we cannot be indulged in your idolatry. I say, them that honour me, I will honour. God's protection was cast around them all. Not a single shaft can hit till the God of love sees fit. Thrown into the fiery furnace, they were not consumed. Cast into the den of lions, Daniel was not indeed devoured by the lions. No. Mordecai, on the very threshold of being exterminated with all the Jews, God intervened. On that night could not the king sleep. Friend, all things working together for good. Them that honour me, I will honour. And how we find oft times that those who were prevented from destroying the Lord's people were brought to acknowledge and decree that it is the God of Israel that rules the universe. And let us remember that though we have been referring to history, the same God rules today. He is the same God that hears and answers prayer. It is the same God that water and flames can control by a word from his mouth. It is the same God that can say thus far and no further. Them that honour me, I will honour. Again, good Daniel, good Joseph, all those many days he was found in prison, because he would turn the tables on him and said that he was the aggressor and so cast unfairly into prison. Them that honour me, I will honour. He found favour in the eyes of the keeper of the prison, even as he found eyes in the favour of his former master, Potiphar. And what do we read with regards to Joseph several times? But the Lord was with Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph. I say, them that honour me, I will honour. And I say, if the Lord is with us, as the Lord was with his saints of old, what have we to fear? It doesn't mean to say that we will be reimbursed by great revenues here below, but no, rather we are reimbursed by his presence, his help, his deliverance, reimbursed by being given a humble heart and delivered from our own pride. We are reimbursed by his words and his promises. Oh, for Joseph it was sad, until his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. And I believe some of us know what that means. You all may know. I don't know what the Lord is working in your heart, and God forbid that I should think that such words only have come to this poor sinner. But until the word of the Lord came, the king came, the word of the Lord tried him. Sinner, he is able to fulfill that word and that promise that he has extended to you. But listen, it will be fulfilled not in our way and time, but in his own way and time. This is often where we are and make mistakes. We have already interpreted perhaps his promise, and when his promise is not fulfilled in the exact way as we thought it would be, we fear we have been deceived. But no, good Cowper has it right, who said God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Them that honour me, I will honour. Friend, what a mercy it will be to finish our course here below and be able to say, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and for henceforth is laid up for me a crown of glory. Yes, that fadeth not away. Them that honour me, I will honour. Was not this the word to the church of old? It said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Oh yes, them that honour me, I will honour. I remember that word was given to one I baptized here. And I very felt at the time, she got a trial before her, but I never realized it would be the sad illness and death that she should have to pass through, and the leaving of loved little ones behind. Friend, them that honour me, I will honour. And oh, how gloriously the Lord took her from this world and took her home to glory himself. Oh, in such sweet and full assurance of faith, she could say, yes, and I shall soon be landed on yonder shores of bliss, and with my powers expanded, to be where Jesus is. Friend, oh, what an honour that is, to know the Lord is our Saviour on a dying bed. And will that be so with me? Will it be so with you? The Lord Jesus Christ, I believe, will be faithful to his word, in that he has said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye shall be also. I will come again, friends. Think of those words. Them that honour me. Oh, many might speak of a glorious deathbed, and so on. But there's no glory there, except Jesus be there. I say, many might record how many, or it may be recorded how many were round a deathbed. It doesn't matter who is there, as long as Jesus is there. As long as Jesus is there. It is he that holds the fainting soul up. It is he that supports us in the dying hour. Yes, them that honour me, I will honour. Friend, oh, to be in the right road, the right road. Oh, to be given grace to honour him, to own him, and be respectful unto him. The Lord Jesus Christ, he still calls his people to honour him, to honour him in putting him on in an open profession. We may be very concerned about such matters, and I hope you are. But I say, we may feel so unfit to honour him. But you cannot deny in how he has honoured you, heard and answered your prayers and your petitions. Has he not come and whispered to thee, saying, lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? If ye love me, keep my commandments. Such a precept is not just confined to the ordinance of baptism, but my friends, it contains everything, the way in which the Lord Jesus Christ would have us to walk in. Them that honour me. Why, when Jesus came to John the Baptist to be baptized, good John the Baptist felt it to be out of order that he should baptize the Lord Jesus Christ. But oh, Jesus' words were, suffer it to be so now, for it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Yes, them that honour me, I will honour. Why? Oh, that we might ever set forth the way in which we believe our souls shall be saved, that is buried with him into his death, and risen again with him to that newness of life. Ah, the question may arise, it is all right to begin, but another matter to continue. Friend, you'll continue as you have begun. If he is the author, he'll be the finisher of your faith also. He will not let these matters lie and rest. Them that honour me, I will honour. I say, do we not look back sometimes in retrospect? We have to, I am what I am. Oh, by the grace of God. Many a stumble, many a fall. But friends, it is he that brings the wandering sinner back. It is he that upholds and maintains. It is he that puts forth his almighty hand and spares you from such fierce temptations. Denies you situations which would lead you astray. Them that honour me, He guides and directs you by his counsel. He will not allow you to put confidence in yourself and to rely upon your own ability to be perfect, but causes us to rely upon the perfection that is found in Jesus Christ and him alone. Them that honour me, I will honour. The Apostle Paul said, having obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. There was no self-righteousness, self-justification about Paul. Why? Because the Lord had taught him differently. And I say, surely, when you discover there's no self-righteousness or self-justification about yourself, why is it? Because the Lord has taught you differently. But he honours you with this, that he makes you partakers of his righteousness. You are justified by that sin offering that he has made once and for all upon Calvary. Them that honour me, I will honour. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ was never, never ashamed of his people. I say, and why should we think for a moment we have reason to be ashamed of him? I know what it is to feel ashamed and embarrassed with all the unbelievers looking on, when we feel our weakness and our shame. My friend, only the Lord can uphold us and maintain us and keep us from this. Them that honour me, I will honour. He leads you safely on. Oh, can you say, having obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. Where he brought you to that place and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? Where he wrought wondrously a bit for you, and you had to say, there is no other God than the God of Israel. And we are assured of this, that Baal is no God at all. We are assured of this, of having two opinions is a dangerous position. Indeed, it is idolatry still. But where he brings into that positive condition, and to say, I believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that if ever my poor soul is saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. How long halt ye between two opinions? Them that honour me, I will honour. Oh, men might say, you have to come to a decision. But isn't it not the love, the grace of Jesus Christ that brings you and makes that decision for yourself, whereby you have to say, like good old Peter of old, Lord, to whom else can we go? There's no option. There is no other. It is Christ and him alone that saves sinners or from eternal ruin. Yes, them that honour me, I will honour. He will not leave his people. He will not bring you thus far and say, well, here is the mark. I brought you to now do the rest yourself. If salvation was on that basis, God Almighty know we'd fall immediately. God Almighty knows that Satan would be there to completely take over that very moment he gave us up. My friend, but he doesn't do that. What has he said? And none shall pluck them out of my hand. None. No, not even Satan. Shall we then be ashamed of the hand that holds us, the hand that keeps us, the hand that prevents us, the hand that manifests his love to us? Them that honour me, I will honour. So I believe it to be so. O, wait then upon thy God, and he will lead thee on. He will hold thee up. Weak and feeble as we are, will ever have to learn that his grace is sufficient for us, and his strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen.